There is an execution set for Wednesday. It's not in Texas, but in Oklahoma. Texas is tied to the case, however. According to a court filing, the lawyer for the Oklahoma death row inmate is claiming that his client shouldn't have to use an alternative to one of the chemicals in the lethal injection cocktail, a chemical known as pentobarbital, for which there has been a national shortage. Indeed, the filing argues that Oklahoma should be turning to Texas, which, the complaint goes on to allege, is compounding its own pentobarbital and selling the lethal injection drug to at least one other death penalty state, Virginia. Joining us now is Terry Langford, who is a reporter for the Texas Tribune. Terry, the lawyer in Oklahoma has cited a receipt for 3 vials of pentobarbital. Apparently, it looks like the state of Texas transferred to Virginia back in August. Is Texas brewing its own pentobarbital and selling it to other states?
Well, Texas, the Texas Department of Criminal Justice says it's not making its own pentobarbital. It is buying it. It is not saying where it's getting it. And by a new state law, it doesn't have to right now.
Is it legal for the Texas Department of Criminal Justice to supply other states with its source of pentobarbital?
There's nothing illegal about it. And in fact, in 2013, when Texas was low on pentobarbital, the state of Virginia, the Virginia Department of Corrections there, transferred or sent over pentobarbital to Texas.
So this is sort of returning the favor, it sounds like.
In a very strange way, yes.
So there have been issues, obviously, with Oklahoma's death penalty procedure in the past. Back in June, I believe the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the 3-drug execution cocktail that the state uses there, midazolam, I think it's pancuronium bromide and potassium chloride, did not constitute cruel and unusual punishment. So why is there this argument to try to obtain pentobarbital?
Well, there's 2 different things here, and this is, just bear with me on this. While there are lawyers that are fighting for Richard Glossop right now and challenging his death sentence on the guilt-innocence phase, there are federal public defenders who are the ones who filed the lawsuit that went to the Supreme Court saying that the use of midazolam is cruel and unusual. What the Supreme Court said in June is no, and we see that the state of Oklahoma has made a good faith effort to look for alternatives. The lawyers are coming back and saying no, they aren't looking for other alternatives. We see that Texas is giving drugs to Virginia, so, and they insist that Texas is making it, so why not go to Texas and ask for just pentobarbital? It's a counterintuitive argument because we've got federal public defenders asking for an alternative lethal drug cocktail, but that's what's going on right now, and that's how this emerged in court filings in Oklahoma.
Of course, you're aware, Terry, states across the nation have been struggling to obtain these drugs because pharmaceutical companies, they've been pressured to stop selling them to prisons for lethal injections. Texas, though, doesn't have to disclose where it gets its drugs, right? I mean, I'm wondering if this makes Texas sort of a middleman for supplying other states with these drugs.
It's a question that we all have, and we don't know. And there are other states that don't release the information exactly where they're getting it. But beginning in September 1st, Senator Joan Huffman lobbied for a law to pass to keep it secret. And all the information about the drugs and where they're coming from are now secret by law.
Terry Langford is a reporter for the Texas Tribune. You can read all about this story at texastribune.org, and we'll have a link to it at our own site, texasstandard.org. Terry, thank you.
Thank you, David.